Clover Season Harvest Evaluation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Brian Wakeling. You requested, we'll just try and just, you know, dive right into this. This is something that does continue to evolve over time. My familiarity with the elk shoulder seasons personally is somewhat limited, and I apologize for that. I'm getting up to speed on things a little bit more. The one thing that I can say that these shoulder seasons are effective at is increasing harvest. For instance, since we've been implementing this harvest, we're basically seeing, not quite a doubling, but from about 3,500 to about 5,300 elk are being harvested annually since we've implemented these shoulder seasons. They certainly are, and the tables are available in the packet. And we've tried to, as has been the past, we've tried to highlight green those units where the objectives of the management of the shoulder seasons are being met. The ones in orange are the ones where we have not met that. What we provided was the data from 2016, 17, and 18. And also for 2019. They've also tried to provide a table with a four-year average of all four of those years, a table with the past three, and a table with the past 2 years. So you can see that it's not universally meeting the objectives that are set up within the plan. However, in each case, we are actually harvesting more elk than what we would have been without those. And in some cases that helps us actually get closer to objective, some places it doesn't. Also important to point out that in some of these units, the objectives are not so much tied to harvest. Again, looking at some of the private land areas, places interspersed with that. And things of that nature. In those cases, we're actually trying to keep elk from being established in other areas. One of the things that we would like to be able to present is, kind of how things are performing based on our counts this past spring. And as in so many of our other aspects of our lives, our ability to conduct surveys has been somewhat limited within the because of the coronavirus. And so the 26 units that or groups of units, we've got reliable counts on less than half, and two of them we've changed boundaries on, 11 we didn't fly. And so we have seen some increased counts in the units that we did, but we also had a pretty mild winter, and so distributions of animals can change, and there's a lot of things that can influence that, but overall performance probably doesn't change dramatically from what the commission has seen in some prior years. So I would be happy to try to answer questions. I don't have an awful lot of familiarity with the individual units or their performance. But I can certainly try to address things to the extent possible.
Maybe I missed it. I didn't see a way from what we've been presented to know which of these the counts would have been the 2019 counts.
Mr. Chairman, if the tables that are provided behind each of these, there's the first four tables, the fourth one in, we'll say the 2019 shoulder season performance criteria evaluation. That is from the most recent hunt and the most recent data that we have.
But where it says last count, are those in those that are last count, how do I know which were counted in 2019?
Because that is correct. Those were the counts from 2019. The counts from 2020 were the ones that I had mentioned that we have incomplete.
Excuse me. I'm tracking now. So we don't have the 2020 incorporated into that.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Because I think the last count figure. Do you remember, Rich? I see the last count figure for 411, 511, 530 being 7204, and I think that was the 18 count as well. No, it looks like the 18 count was a little bit lower or a little bit higher.
I think they did have a count for that one in 19, Shane.
Okay, thanks.
Now, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, one thing that I should point out is, in the event that we don't have reliable data from a given year, we will try to use the best estimate that we can. And so in some instances, you may see similar numbers among years, but I don't believe that was the case with the data point you were referencing.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, as I recall, we made some adjustments to elk shoulder seasons back in February, and obviously we haven't had a season since then, so we don't know what the performance will do to change, but it would be helpful come February to have the most recent information all accumulated so we can scrutinize whether or not there was any changes in our elk populations.
Well, certainly we want it by December. November.
We're going to need it by November, December. Some of us might not be around in February.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got some harvest data collected for 19, and it seems like there isn't a dramatic change either way from 18 to 19. One of the most difficult areas is that 411, 511, 530 complex, and it shows an increase in cow elk harvest in that complex of 70 cow elk, which is encouraging, except for the fact that the NBAR really stepped up its efforts and they killed, I think, 308 elk. Is that about what you remember them reporting, Rich?
Yes, it was.
And so I was hoping that would be, a bigger increase, because that was one large ranch that really stepped up its efforts. And I don't remember if we were able to really quantify what they had the year before, but I don't think it was much more than 100, if even that.
That's what I remember, is around 100.
And so, one of the largest ranch owner there increased by 200, but overall we only went up by 70. So that's kind of an interesting dynamic. Of course, we made a lot of adjustments to the shoulder seasons and created some new LPTs and shortened some seasons, but provided some opportunities on an LPT. It's my understanding that there's been very strong interest in all of the bundle of LPTs that we created and those that went surplus, and people applying online for those, and with the new system that was created to where you it's kind of randomized and you apply. I just got my notice that I've got 10 days to buy the license that I, my third elk license, can't believe I'm going to carry three around, but I figured part of creating it. I might as well have three tagged, if nothing else, frame them. You know, all with the same date. Still can't get my head around it. You know, I'm glad to see that interest. I'll be really interested to see how it translates into opportunity on the landscape.
I wish you luck with those three tags, because I don't remember you telling me you filled yours last year.
Oh, I didn't. I ate my tag.
Mr. Chairman, just a comment, please.
Yeah.
You know, we it seems like we just got done talking shoulder seasons, and the amount of time that we spent on them and looking at it again kind of gives me the chills a little bit. But if I remember right, that 411, 511, and 530 was kind of excluded from cutting the seasons back because they had kind of established that working group that was getting that ranch on bar with allowing some more access. Is that served me correct?
Yeah, there was a lot of discussion with the working group and in particular the work that the region was doing. And it's always hard for me to articulate this, even because I get a little bit of PTSD when I see these charts.
The reason I bring it up is just because I think it's important to have those working groups in those areas to show that there is an interest for them, because I don't know, I spent a lot of time going through the public comment with some of those shoulder seasons, and there's a lot of people that weren't very happy or wanted to see something different. But for those who are listening, if you still like them, I'll stress that working groups are important, and to show that it is popular in those areas and can be used. But still, the guidelines for the shoulder seasons are important to follow, and that's a promise to the people that was made.
So, Chairman Colton, I'd like to respond if I could, please.
Absolutely.
Yes, Commissioner Brower, there were working groups there. There was give and take. Even Chairman Colton and I did a little giving and taking on these numbers in there. And they are working. They're very important. Another one that I think I had mentioned before was over in 419, the horse ranch. For their size, they actually had 100 head of cow elk harvested off their place working with the general public. And with a number of the other landowners there in 419, which we started a shoulder season this year in that we did not have one before. So it's very important to have working groups with the sportsmen, the landowners, and the department to try to come up with some numbers and solutions to what the problems are out there on the landscape.
Well, and again, a tip of the hat to the horse ranch, because knowing what their harvest was gave me a higher confidence interval. And I think it's 417, right, Rich?
It could be 417. Is it four? Yeah.
It's 417, because, you know, and then that there's that kind of strange boundary in there too. But, you know, I was real resistant to expanding that, because I thought there were other tools to try and utilize rather than a shoulder season. But seeing what the horse ranch had done, and then some of the other folks that came forward and said, you give us the shoulder season, we'll participate. Likewise, we created, with the help of input from, again, the folks in Region 4 and their conversations with large landowners in Snowy's complex, we preserved an opportunity, and in fact expanded an opportunity with an LPT, where we reactivate that that general tag in that extended season. So, you know, I think that I'm not going to be on the commission in this time next year, but I'm going to be watching to see, you know, how that was utilized, because that tool's in place. And I'm really hopeful that come this time next year, when we're looking at that Snowy's complex, we're not looking at these same numbers where one ranch increases its harvest by 200, but we only increase overall harvest in the complex of cows by 70. We've got, for the upcoming hunting season, there is a lot of opportunity in the Snowy's complex for harvest. And there was a lot of give and take and bending on that based on working with those folks and them saying that there'd be continued participation across the complex, because there's a lot of folks that you grow a little tired of elk hunters, through the end of January. Because it's a mixed bit of ownership. You go from over 100,000 deeded to folks that have 500 deeded. I don't want to take up much more time on that. I appreciate the update. I look forward to when we get our surveys and we see where we're at with regard to recruitment and stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay, if there's nothing else, let's move on to our land project.